Thanks for tuning in to this broadcast of Power Walk Ministries. We're continuing with our series titled Families After God's Own Heart. And today, pastor, teacher, and author Paul Cannings wants to point out that our quest for personal pleasure often leads to strife within our own homes. His biblical teaching is also broadcast on TV at My 20 Houston every Sunday at 6 a.m. Right now then, let's listen to part four of the message, Striving for Harmony.
I want to challenge you on the same subject we've been working on, striving for harmony in the home. Striving for it. Key word, striving. Oh, folks, in the midst of striving for harmony, what do you think you have? Arguments. Folk want to fight. Win the battle. Because either in marriage or in children, sibling rivalry can go on forever. Sometimes parents, we add to that by having kids that are favorites, which is very, very disruptive in a home, and especially when you have a blended family. Because the fights don't get solved or become so bitter, people never get back together. There's a lot of examples of arguments in the Bible among siblings, Joseph and his brothers, and what brought it together was the maturity we saw in the brothers and their development. As they matured and became more honest, it was easy to build a relationship. They weren't twisting the story in the way they choose to twist it in order to win. You can't really resolve arguments when that's constantly taking place. You have the same scenario with Paul and John Mark and Barnabas. Paul and John Mark served together again simply because they're both men matured, especially John Mark, and was willing to live a committed life even if it involves sacrifice to God. And as a result of his growth in integrity and character, relationships come as a result of, if you will know my disciples by the way they love one another. People who are disciples are committed to obey God, walk with God, learn about Christ, submit their life to Christ, and follow God. Relationships come because people choose to abide in Christ. And what matures out of it is love. Relationships come because people get to know Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 through 6. And as a result of getting to know Christ, the Bible says his love becomes perfected in them. And out of that perfected love, they mature into being a model for Christ, which sustains relationships that leads them to harmony by the time you get to chapter 3, verse 16, all the way to chapter 4 in the book of 1 John. And so, folks, without this, well, what we have is arguments, and fundamental to arguments and what causes arguments to persist and continue to be disruptive and destructive, the Bible is saying, is because folk get into flesh, and we tend to spiritualize that. You know, just misunderstood each other, really. No, it's the flesh. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, I guarantee you it's not just a feathered bird, it's a duck. And we have to call it that. And the Bible says the flesh is full of strife. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through verse 20. So if a person is experiencing dysfunction and factions in the family and anger that leads to sin, the Bible says they're not functioning as true disciples. They're not functioning as people who know God. They're not functioning as people who sincerely are committed to abide with Christ, no matter what they feel. And this is what James is pulling out for us in a powerful way in James chapter 4. In verse 1, he says, what is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? What is the source? What is the bottom line to it all? Is it not the source your pleasures? Watch carefully, personal pronoun there. Your pleasures that wage war in your members. He's back to the flesh. Your pleasures, the things that bring you pleasure, that bring you satisfaction, that gives you a sense of feeling like you had a good day and everything is wonderful. Like eating a wonderful meal and you sit back and you don't have to wash dishes. You don't have to clean up the table. You don't have to do nothing but go and relax on the couch and watch the best team in America, the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I mean? That's a good day. When we experience that pleasure, that's what we sometimes fight for that leads to arguments. Your pleasures that wage war in your members. In other words, second thing is, a person is at war with themselves most of the time before they're at war with everybody else. Really. A person is sometimes not having a good day, so everybody else's day gets messed up. person had a bad day at work and come home, instead of spending some time on their way home, getting off the cell phone and just listening to some good godly music, just relax in the car and sing and bless God and praise God, you know, on your way home, it helps to refocus things. Or at the end of your day, when you have your last break, get into the Bible and just read the Psalms sometimes when it's a bad day. And sometimes because of the war that is raging in us, that war has to do with the flesh and the spirit as well. The Bible talks about that in Galatians chapter 5 verse 16, that there is a war going on when it comes to the flesh. And this flesh wants to do things that are displeasing to God, but the spirit is convicting the believer, bringing verses back to the believer's mind. In the midst of the day, somebody may come up to the person and say, "Were you in church Sunday? Well, we had a great church service, and this is what happened." The Bible has a way of ministering through the Holy Spirit to that individual to keep them focused. But when the person keeps turning it off because of their pleasures, keep turning it off because of the desires of the flesh, keep turning it off because they don't feel like it right now, and I'm just not having a good day, so I don't feel like all that Christian stuff right now. I don't want to hear all that stuff. I just got to get through this day. The Bible says when they don't deny themselves and pick up the cross that Christ has placed in front of them for their spiritual maturity, their trial, toward a growth, their spiritual growth, the trial that is there in order to make their character develop perseverance so they could last through anything after a while. The Bible is saying when that person turns that off because the flesh is too strong, they wage war. And because that war is there, one time they're in the spirit, another time they're in the flesh. Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 7. He said, "The things I want to do, the things I do not do." Why? Because of the war that was raging in him. And so there are times when he could have maybe handled John Mark's situation better. But when that war rages and we are not approaching it from a spiritual mindset, but more from a fleshly mindset, oh yeah, then the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Anger is a normal human emotion, but when it's the anger of a man in the flesh, it doesn't achieve righteous standards. It doesn't achieve what is right. It doesn't cause us to do what God called us to do in His Word. And so there's war that is waged. Arguments develop and people fall out. He says it's lust. Verse 2. He says, "You lust and do not have. I'm seeking for things that are forbidden, and God is not providing it." And so the person keeps striving for it anyway. You know, people can't afford some of the houses they buy. They know they can't. But they buy them anyway. So now the family can't go out to eat, can't hardly buy clothes for the kids to go back to school. Christmas is hard. It's not because they're not making money, have a good job. It's because they lusted for something that did not qualify technically to have. They want to buy a new car. They don't have the money for a new car and a new house and a new computer and a new iPhone. Oh, well, I've got this credit card. I could put it on this credit card. So now they become a slave to their debtors. Oh, folks, they would keep lusting for these things. And the Bible is saying it does not work. It creates stress. And so now the couple is arguing and fighting over things. And now there's tension and stress in the midst of it. The Bible says this lust can create a war to the point that a person want to commit murder. "I don't want nothing to do with the person. I wish they would die." Even though we didn't kill them, the Bible says it's murder when I hate my brother in my heart. He says, "You are envious," is another thing. "Cannot have." In other words, we're seeing other people having, and we're just going to go get it anyway. You know, it's an outgrowth of lust. We can't have it. That's why he says, "Lust and do not have." But we see other people have it. So now we're envious. And this happens sometimes in homes and in marriages. One person was able to buy something and the other person really just went along with it because they wanted to please the other person. But now they want to go buy something. "Well, you got something. I should get something. You were able to buy that. Why can't I have that?" And as a result of that, arguments develop because we envy. We lust, doesn't get it, we envy. Or we lust, get it, we end death to our necks. And now we envy for more because we have that nature in our flesh that keeps desiring things we can't have. People argue, slam the doors, shut the doors, and there's no harmony in the marriage. Folks, that's why he says you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. And when you ask but do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. Folks, there's another reason for arguments. But the Bible says speculation. in 2 Timothy chapter 2. He says speculation. He says in verse 23, he says, but refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. I know you probably went to lunch with that girl at work, didn't you? You went to lunch with that guy. Speculation. Speculation is the same as somebody searching for oil. They hit a big spot and they keep searching that big spot to hit the oil. Person is just searching. They think something went on, but instead of waiting to get all the facts and trusting the person to tell the truth, oh no, they're going to speculate whether they get the information or not. They're going to go all over the place hoping to hit the gold mine. So we speculate, and the Bible says that leads to quarrels. It's like people saying, I know what you're thinking. No, you really don't. And you don't want to know. It's things like that people would say, and couples that would say things like that to each other. You have children who would say, I know why you're going to mama. I know what you want to get. I know what you're doing. Arguments develop from speculation. Bible says, no, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is of good repute, whatever is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Dwell on them. Make an account of them and then remind yourself of them and only focus from those things. And it would have less arguments. Why? Because the God of peace will be with you. Well, folks, people argue because of difference in doctrine and they fight. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, he tells us that. We got to remove these things from the agenda of our families. So instead of having strife and arguments and struggles and quarrels, we have peace of God, which surpasses understanding, that guards our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. Even if something is working against you, God can turn it for good. God says, if I'm for you, who could be against you? You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. So it doesn't matter what's in front of you. It matters who is inside of you, leading you and guiding you. Trust that. It'll bless your soul and create harmony in the home.
That's Paul Cannings, challenging us to seek the Spirit of God to guide and guard our steps.
Now, our prayer for you is that you will apply this message in very practical ways to your life. For a copy of this message series for yourself or for a friend, please call us at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. You're welcome to visit us online as well at powerwalkministries.org. Once again, here's Reverend Cannings.
We're excited that God has blessed us to be able to provide this ministry to you. I sincerely mean that. We know you have many options, but we're glad that God has placed it on many of your hearts to pray for us, to support this ministry. And we pray, if you're not, we pray that you will consider supporting us. We understand these are some tough times and our year-end giving did not meet the goal. So we would appreciate if God so blesses you that you will support this ministry. But also we have a bi-monthly devotional that goes out. All you have to do is go to our website and you would find where you could sign up for our email addresses. And bi-monthly, we will send you a devotional so that we continue to serve you by the grace of God. Thanks for praying for us. Thanks for being engaged with Power Walk Ministries. Prayfully, you'll become a Power Walk partner. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Cannings.
God bless you. And remember, harmony in our home is directly linked to your walk with the Lord each day.